The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Chachmas Nashim Bansa Beisa." The wisdom of women builds their home. Chatzva Muda Sheva. She excavates her home with seven pillars. V'Aveles V'Yada Taharsena. And a foolish woman destroys her home with her very own hands. And the Medrash says, to go back to yesterday's parsha, that the Chachma of Anisha that builds a bias is a reference to On Ben Peles' wife, that when he was going to join Korach's rebellion, she basically told him, what are you going to gain out of it? Korach is talking about the language of egalitarianism and democracy, but if Korach wins, you'll be a nobody. If Moshe wins, you'll be a nobody. And in a common sense way, she talked him out of it. She built her house, she preserved her bias, as opposed to Eishes Korach, who simply added gasoline onto the fire. He wanted to make machlokes. She added the resentments, and as a result, she destroyed the bias that they could have had. But what is the reference to Chatzva Mudel Shiva, that the wise woman excavates her house based on seven pillars? What are the seven pillars? So the Gemara tells us this refers to the seven books of the Torah. Aye, there are five books, so the Gemara says that the book of Bamidbar itself is divided into three chalakim. That the first part of Bamidbar is Bamidbar Nasai, half of Balaischa, till we left Harsinai. Book two is very short, it is the two psukim, Vayhi ben Sayah Arayim, when it was time to leave Harsinai after 11 and a half months. The Aron went in front of us. And then book three of Bamidbar starts from that point onwards for the rest of the Sefer. So if Bamidbar is three books, so Bereishis, Shemos, Vayikra, Devarim is four, Bamidbar is three. That is how you have seven. What is the pshat of a Sefer that's only two psukim? What is the significance of Ibn Sayyah Ha'arein? And why Bichlal is the book of Bamidbar divided into three chalokim? So Rav Tzadok is Masbir, that part one of Bamidbar is the recipe for creating an ideal society of Kedusha, of Dveikus by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. we create a machina shechina where the focal point of all of our endeavors is to serve Hashem. It is surrounded by the different parts of Leviim. Again, without getting to Arichas, Rav Tzadok says, Gershon, Kahas, and Merari represent, well, Kahas represents Torah, and Gershon is Avaida, and Merari is Gemilus Chasadim, the three pillars of Kedusha. Each Shevet has its Degel, has its Nasi. That represents that although all of the Shvatim are looking at the Mishkan, but each has its own unique role in Avaida and way to serve Hashem. And we expel from our machane the Tameim, the Tsarua, the Zav, and the Tamei Nefesh. And again, Rav Tzadok is Masbir, that the Tsarua represents the power of jealousy, because jealousy is a cause of Lashon Hara. The Zav represents the Mapala of Taiva. And the Tamei Meis represents Kavod, because death came into the world, because Adam HaRishon wanted to be like God. Vayisim Kelokim, Yedei Taivara. So part one of Bamidbar, again I'm being Makatsir, but part one of Bamidbar is the formula for creating the ideal society, the society that is based on Torah, Aveda, Gemilas, Chasadim, and banishes and tries to destroy the negative forces of Kinah, Taiva, V'Kavod. Part three of Bamidbar represents the sordid reality that instead of Taira, Veda, Gemilas, Chasadim, we have Kinah, Taiva, V'Kavod. We have Taiva in the incident of Kivrei HaTaiva, the graves of Taiva, where Am Yisrael were not happy with the man, although the man could taste like whatever they wanted to taste like. They wanted tangible meat. Hisavu Taiva. The Mefarshim say, they had a Taiva for Taiva. It wasn't even that they wanted anything. Just they wanted to have a Taiva. And the Meraglim, the Zohar HaKadosh says, was Kavod, the Meraglim, the Zohar says, because the Meraglim were afraid they would lose the eminence of their positions once we come to Eretz Yisrael. And then we have Kairach, which is Kinah, jealousy. Kairach speaks like an egalitarian. Kairach speaks the language of democracy. But in reality, it was a she'ifa for Kavod, which is based on a jealousy, not just some Kavod, but a jealousy and a Kinah of Moshe and Aaron. So Rav Tzadok says, part one of Bamidbar is the ideal of a society connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kedusha. Part three is everything falling apart. So what is the role of part two? Part two is the transition. Part two, in only two psukim, is explaining how do you get from the high madrega of part one to the shiftless and the chorban and the tumah and the catastrophes of part three? Based on the transition. Rashi explains when the Yidden were finally given the signal from Shemayim that they can now leave Har Sinai. After almost a year, just 2 weeks short of a year, they left with great joy. Kitinaik habayreach mi beis ha-sefer. Like a child leaving school. I would add, child leaving through the last day of school, summer vacation. Sakana. To be by the school, by the cheder, by the yeshiva, by the school, you'll get run over. They left with this enthusiasm, geschmack, and the reason is because they were so afraid. We were here almost a year, and look how many mitzvahs we got. We stay longer, there'll be more mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem, we're out of here. It didn't help them, because Lamai said they got mitzvahs in Arvus Mayav as well, but they thought there'd be no more mitzvahs. And Rav Tzadok says, how do you go from the highest levels of Kedusha to the lowest levels of Tumah? It is primarily your attitude. Because what is makasher us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not simply the kamus, the quantity of our mitzvahs and our ma'asim tovim, but the attitude by which we do them. If we do mitzvahs with geschmack, with enthusiasm, with islavos, with simcha, if we learn Torah and we try to feel the sweetness of Torah, and we don't look at it like a burden, then we're davuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if chas v'shalom, we are attitudinally kitinai kabereich mi beis ha-sefer. And even if we're learning, even if we're davening, even if we're doing mitzvahs, even if we're going through the motions, it doesn't penetrate. Because every second I'm just thinking, when can I get out of here? When can I throw this aside? And then fakert, and if you're in a place where you gotta kind of keep going, you have a seder every day, then fakert, it turns into bitterness, into yiyush, into burnout. So Rav Tzadok says, how you go, Meigra Rama, from a high roof, Labira Miksa, to the deep pit, is through the Tina Kabarech and Beis HaSefer. Now we know that those two verses, Vayhi Ben Sayaharayim, are set off in the Sefer Torah by nuns, two nuns, one nun before and one nun after, and the nuns are inverted, they're reversed. Nun, Rav Tzadok says, connotes the idea of nefila. The Gemara says, Rav Yechanan says, Maseches Brachos, why is there no nun in Ashrei, right? We don't have a pasuk beginning with nun. We go from Malchuscha, which is Mem, to Semech Hashem. Because David HaMelech did not want to begin a pasuk with a word that connoted the nefila, the lowliness of Am Yisrael, the downfall of Am Yisrael. As Amos says, Nafla Laisaisif Kum, she has fallen and hasn't gotten up. David HaMelech didn't want to be meramis to that idea of nefila, except in conjunction with Hashem supporting us and Hashem picking us up. And that is the next verse, Saimech Hashem, L'chal HaNeflam, Hashem supports those who fall. So nun is nefila. Vayhi ben Sayaharayim, which is the whole Sibas HaNefila. Ketina Kabarech and Beis HaSefer, of course it's set off with a nun. But what is the meaning of the nun hafach? The reverse nun. Very important. All nefila is reversible. There is no such thing as a nefila that cannot be changed. No matter how far we fall, as the saying goes, mefshar lekalkel, mefshar letakel, anything that we have the capacity to destroy. Like Rav Shach said, that one of the lessons we learn from the Holocaust, from all the tragedies that happen, is that if one person can destroy, how much more so can one person rectify? Because the Midah Taiva of Hashem is always 500 times greater than the Midah of Paranias. And therefore, Rav Tzadok says, the meaning of the reversible nun is, yes, Tinai Kabarech Neveis HaSefer creates Shrek Lecha Nefila. But a person should not give up. A person should not lose faith. A person should not lose a faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in himself, that we have a Kayach to come out of that Nefila and change it into something good. What we are makalkel in our own lives, we have the capacity to be misakin. We have one of the oldest Sifrei Kabbalah, many are miyachesed to Avraham Avinu, is a book that is called Sefer Yetzira, and it discusses how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe through the spiritual forces of the Aleph Beis. Certainly not anything that we're really capable of understanding. The Gemara tells us that Chazal actually used to make either a golem or make a cow through Sefer Yetzira that they would shecht. Rav Yaakov Emden is a shayla. If a person is a golem, I shouldn't call him a person, that's the question, but if a human-like creature is created through Sefer Yetzira, are you mitzarefim for a minion? Different in Yonim, whether Maral, the Gra, different things. You can even get a translation of Sefer Yetzirah in English, although it really wouldn't mean a lot to us, according to our Madrega. But Sefer Yetzirah, for every single month of the year, it combines a certain letter of the Aleph Beis with a certain sense, a certain sensory function of a human being. And the Sifrei Chassidus in particular, particularly Rav Tzadok, like to take the passage of Sefer Yetzirah and describe its relevance to the month and how it pertains to our personal Avodas Hashem. And for the month of Tammuz, the Pasuk, the Sefer Yetzirah says, Himlich Ois Ches. Hashem took the letter Ches, the spiritual power of the letter Ches, and he made it a Melech, he made it a king. That's usually the formula. The letter, Hashem is Mamlich, this particular letter, Al Hari'iyah, over the power of sight. So the conjunction for the month of Tammuz is the letter Ches over the Chush Hari'iyah, the idea of sight. What is the Shaychus of Ches and sight, and what is the connection to Tammuz? So Rav Tzadok says, Tammuz starts off as a month of truly lost opportunity. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu went up in Sivan. He spent 40 days to get the Torah. and he would have come down, indeed he came down on the 17th of Tammuz, that would have been the day we would have gotten the Luchos Rishonos. We would have gotten the first Luchos. That would have been a great day of Simcha. That would have been a day, really, of Matan Torah. We heard the Aseres HaDibros on Shavuot. But the actual Luchos would have been on the 17th of Tammuz. Unfortunately, because of the Cheder Ega, instead of being the day that we got the Luchos HaBris, that was the day that the Luchos were broken. That is one of the reasons why the Shiva Serba Tammuz is a fast. So Tammuz is a month in which there were tremendous opportunities for godless, for understanding, for the Mayanos, the fountains of Torah to be open. But it was lost. Rav Tzadok has a cloud that whenever you want to understand the meaning of something, whether it's a word or even a letter, we have to look at the first time it appears in the Torah. And that is the key to what that actually means. The first ches that appears in the Torah is in the word cheshech. Haaretz haisa sayu vavayu. The world was jumbled, confused, astonishingly empty. V'cheshech al pnei tahayim. There was darkness al pnei tahayim. Re'ia, the first time the verb vayar appears. Vayar Elohim es ha'or. Hashem saw the light that it was good. So the ches is a remes to cheshech. And re'ia, first of all, the way we see is through light. Re'ia is connected to or, both biologically, physiologically, and in the Torah itself. Vayar Elohim ki tayv. Metaphorically, light is also a remes for Torah. So himlich ois ches b'ri'ia means the potential for ri'ia, for understanding of Torah, that could have been gotten in this month had the Luchos Rishonos come down, was superseded by the kayach of cheshech that was caused by the cheta egel. Himlich ois ches b'ri'ia. Hashem took away the or by which we could have been raya, the Torah, and it was covered with darkness. That is the month of Tammuz, Nishtabru Haluchas. But one has to understand that there's a fundamental difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios. The Luchos Rishonos are called Re'iyah, because the Yushalmi says everything would have been spelled out. In the Luchos Rishonos, there would have been no need for the Torah Shebal Peh, in which we have to grapple and analyze and struggle and ask questions and answers and hypotheses and havaminas and maskanas. In the Luchos Rishonos, we don't understand exactly how, every single question that would ever arise, microwaves, genetic engineering, cloning, would have been answered explicitly. There would not have been shichacha, there would not have been forgetfulness, there would not have been machlokes, there would not have been mistake, there would not have been the grappling and the struggling that we have to go through to understand the Devar Hashem. There would have been perfect, absolute clarity. That is called Re'iyah. The Luchos HaRishonos are Re'iyah. You see it. You don't have to figure it out based on mental extrapolations from limited data. But you see it. The Luchos HaRishonos would have obviated, the Yerushalmi says, any need of Torah Shebal Peh, because it would have been the favorite. We lost that. Cheshech covered up that ore. But the Zayar HaKadosh says, again, the Tzadok quotes the Zayar, that within the Cheshech there is even a greater or. The Pasuk says, Ha'am holchu b'cheshech ro or gadol. The nation that walked in darkness sees or will see a great light. That is, in the Cheshech of our losing, the explicit nature of the Luchos HaRishonos, we now have a new capacity. The capacity that through our yegia, our struggle, our work, we become shutfim, we become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing Torah into the world. That is the special sechar of the yegia, the toil and the struggle of Torah Shebal Peh. In the Cheshech there was an or that did not exist when you simply had the or of the Luchos HaRishonos. The Luchos HaRishonos is the Bechina of Re'iyah. The Luchos Shniyos, in which there is forgetfulness, and therefore there's a need for Yegiyah, and there's ambiguity, and there's Machlokes, and there's uncertainty. But all of that is no longer called Re'iyah, that is called Shmiyah. You're using your mind, you hear. Torah Shebal Peh Bechlal is through an oral process. That's why when the Gemara brings Rayas, the Gemara says, Toshma, Toshma, come in here. Because Torah Shebal Peh, in its ideal sense, is a process of orality, a process of hearing, a process of speech, as opposed to a process of seeing things explicit. So precisely in the Cheshech of Tammuz, which took away the Or Gadol of the Luchos HaRishonos, is Tomun, what is called the Or Gadol of the Yegiyah of Torah Shebal Peh, in which we become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing Emes into the world. Indeed, one could say this is a higher madrega, that in the aftermath of Becheder Egel, through the Kayach of Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a deeper relationship. Because the relationship to Hashem's Ratzon, when it's Nisgala through Re'iyah, is a passive relationship. I simply read the rules and I know what to do. It's as if all of Shas would have been like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in which you're just told, cloning is this, and this and this, Mishael is this, Mishael is this. Now, we become the Shutfim with the Eivishter, in taking what he gave Moshe Rabbeinu, the raw materials, and trying and struggling to apply it to the ever-changing scenarios of life. That is Hashem's Chavivas for Am Yisrael. This is therefore, as the month Rav Tzaddik says, if on one hand, this is the month of lost opportunity, if on one hand this is the month where the Cheshech was misgaber over the Or, because the Or would have been the Re'iyah of the Luchos HaRishonos. This is also the month in which the Or that is within the Cheshech can be discovered as well. That is the Or of the Yegiyah of Torah Shebal Peh. In the very forfeiture of the Re'iyah of the Torah Shebichsav, we acquired the gift of the Yegiyah of Torah Shebal Peh. And thus Rav Tzaddik says, Ches has a double meaning. Ches is Cheshech, but Ches is also Chayim. And he brings from the Arizal that the very tzura of a Ches, and they say for Torah, not like a printed Ches, is you have like two Zions, and then you have a roof. It's like, literally, it goes up, like the two lines of the triangle. Goes up. That represents, within the Cheshech, there's a special aliyah, a special going up, that you otherwise wouldn't have. So in many, many ways, although this is a tekufa of Avelas, this is a tekufa of Cheshech, a tekufa of Hester Panim, the concealment of the divine, at the same time there's a certain or that is miyuchad and that is tamun for those who are miyageya in the Torah Shebal Peh. And this is a month in which Hashem makes it more accessible and more available through the Kayach of our Yegiyah. So that is one message to think about in the month of Tammuz, that we lost the Luchos HaRishonos, but when the Eibishter takes away, he gives back something, and in some ways what he gives back might even be more precious than what he took away. We could have been, in fact, Rav Tzaddik relates this all the way back, that in Gan Eden itself there were two trees. There was something called the Eitz HaChayim, and there was something called the Eitz HaDaas. And the first time the Eitz HaChayim is mentioned is when after Adam eats from the Eitz HaDaas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we have to expel him lest he eat from the Eitz HaChayim. But he wasn't told not to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. So what's the problem with eating from the Eitz HaChayim? What is the Eitz HaChayim? So Rav Tzaddik says, very, very interesting shot. He says, had Adam not eaten from the Eitz HaDaas, it would have been proper for him to eat from the Eitz HaChayim. Chayim is Torah. Torah itself is called Eitz Chayim Milamachazikim Ba. The Eitz HaChayim is the Madrega of the Havana of Torah that is absolutely clear, without ambiguity, without shichicha, without the need for chazara, without sfeikas. Adam Arishan Kaidam Achayt, his shaykhis to Torah was the shaykhis of Re'iyah, of Or, and that's the shaykhis of Eitz HaChayim. But once Adam Arishan was chayte, with the Eitz HaDas Tov Ra, he no longer has the zechiyah to connect to Torah with that clarity and that certainty of the Eitz HaChayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that he's eaten from the Eitz HaDas, he must now, b'zeyas apecha teicha lechem, through the sweat of his brow, eat bread, and lechem refers to Torah. Now he has to do yegiyah. He can't just eat the Eitz HaChayim and be zeicha to clarity. Now we know, matan Torah, we momentarily or temporarily reach the madrega of Adam Rishon Kaidam Achay. So it's exactly the same situation. The luchas harishaynas would have been the Eitz HaChayim, because we were zeicha to that clarity. But what happened was, because of the Chayt Ega, just like the Chayt of Adam Harisha, we are no longer zeicha to the Eitz HaChayim. So the luchas are broken. But instead we have the Eitz HaDas, which requires that we use our Das Tavara to figure out what is right and what is wrong. And that is the Kayach of Tzara Shabbat. So this is a bit of an abstract thought, but it's something to recognize, that Yegiyah, the Gezerah of Yegiyah, with all that involves, Yegiyah in some ways is a Gezerah, so in some ways it's a Bechina of an Einish. It means we forget. It means we don't understand. It means that we're not sure how to apply even what we know, to new situations and new matzavim. Right? Hester Panim, forgetfulness, machlokes, ambiguity, the need to chazer, even things that we thought we learned so many times. This is an einish. This would not have existed. And the luchos rishaynes, which were the bechina of re'iyah, the bechina of or. Because of the chait, we got to work harder. Because of the chait, just like an Adam Arishan, b'zeyas apecha teicha lechem, so on Klal Yisrael, b'zeyas apecha teicha lechem, yegiyah b'tayr. But, Rav Tzadok says, precisely in that gezeirah, so to speak, of avdus, we become connected to Hashem, because we also become the partners in the creation of a Kaddish Baruch's Torah. And that is the or that is tamun in the cheshech. That is the gag of the ches. That is the fact that cheshech is also chayim. That is the pasuk that the am that walks by cheshech, they see an or gadol that's even greater. In fact, again, it brings me a Arizal that the first yud in the Shem Havaya represents Hashem's hashpa into this world. The other letters are a makabel, that hashpa. But the kutzai shel yud, the little line in the yud, that represents the hidden light for those who are amel b'tayr shabal peh. A light that's much harder to get, much harder to receive. But it is the deepest, most innermost madrega of kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is another aspect in which the Munch of Thomas is also Masugal. Again, this is from Rav Tzadok elsewhere. We know that according to the Rambam, based on Chazal, that the Avais were Misakin the three tefillas, not the Nusach, of course, the Nusach comes much later, but the idea of a Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, of Ram Avinu was Misakin Shachris, and Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha, Yaakov was Misakin Ma'ariv. This is in addition to Kriya Shema, of course. And the question becomes, we also paskin that although Shachris and Mincha are absolute obligations, Ma'ariv, Kriya Shema is the Araisa, but Ma'ariv, the Shemoneh Esrei, where we paskin is Mi'ikar Adin Rishus. Now, of course, it's a Chayva because Klal Yisrael has accepted it as a Minna, but Tefillas Arvus is a Rishus. The Rush says, for example, that is why we don't have a Chazaras Hashatz for Ma'ariv. Chazaras Hashatz is to be mighty people who didn't know how to read. So for Ma'ariv, we were not so concerned because it wasn't an absolute obligation. So fret ref tzadok. These two principles seem to be inconsistent. If Avram did shachris and Yitzchak did mincha and Yaakov did ma'ariv, why should the prayer of Yaakov Avinu be inferior to the prayer of Avram and Yitzchak? Shachris is a chiyuv, mincha is a chiyuv. Why shouldn't ma'ariv be chiyuv? Especially since Yaakov Avinu is called Bechir Shebi Avos. Yaakov Avinu is considered to be the greatest of the Avos, right? Avram had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak had an Esav. Only Yaakov mitaso shleima. All of Yaakov's children are the Shiftei Ka. So Yaakov's prayer should be a Rishus. Why should that be so? So Rav Tzadok says, very beautifully, and it's a machshava to think about, that although perhaps we say the same Shmona Esrei, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, during the week at least, it's the same each time. The fact that these tefillos appear at different parts of the day means that the particular emotion that they elicit is supposed to be different. The emotion of a shachris is not the same as an emotion of the mincha. Again, with electricity and davening inside, perhaps we don't appreciate it that much. But a person is supposed to be inspired by the changes in the day and the transitions of the day. Shachris, which ideally should be daven kevasikin, as the sun is coming up, and you are praising Hashem along with the sun, yira'ucha im Hashemesh. Right? We will express our reverence for you together with the sun that is bowing down, giving homage to the Almighty. Shachris, Rav Tzadok says, the dominant emotion is one of gratitude and hope. It's a new day. Even if things were difficult the day before, a person wakes up, usually there's a sense of optimism, there's a sense of hope. The Gemara even says that one should not visit a chayla in the beginning of the day because he'll look so good that you won't be mispalul for him. Don't go towards the end of the day, he'll look so bad you'll be miyayish. So you go in the middle of the day, where not so good, not so bad, you'll be mispalul for him. So in the day, even if we're tired, whatever it is, you always have a sense that today will be a good day, might be a better day. So Rav Tzadok says, this midah of seeing the goodness in creation, of having hope, of having optimism, having gratitude, that has a shaychus to the midah of Avraham Avinu, who number one, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by seeing the chesed of Hashem in the Bria. And Avraham Avinu in his own life, at least by the end of his life, he was zeicha to many, many brachas. He was zeicha to have a child at the age of 100. Even Yishmael, the so-called bad son, did tshuva b'seif yamav. Esav, the Einoko, did not become a rasha meforsam until Avram died. In other words, Avram Avinu was zeicha to see only good. He lost Sarah, but once again, Sarah was 127. Sarah was not a young woman. So Avram Avinu was number one respected, number one, number two, he was makarev, thousands and thousands of Avdei Avodah Zarah, Tachas Kanchei Hashchina. So Avraham Avinu saw life after his Nisyanus, the Chalapachas, after his Nisyanus. He saw a life of the Chastei Hashem, the Hatava of Hashem. And therefore, Shachris is the prayer of optimism and hope and faith and Hakaras Hatov. Yitzchak, we know that although Yitzchak never left Eretz Yisrael, but Yitzchak Avinu, the 400 years of Galus that were foretold to Avram, began with the birth of Yitzchak. And the question is, what do you mean, begins with the birth of Yitzchak? Yitzchak was not in Mitzrayim. In what way does it begin with the birth of Yitzchak? The answer is that Hashem never told Avram that your children are going to be in Mitzrayim. It says, Ger Yezaracha, they will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. The Avadun, they will be enslaved. The Inuasam, they will be afflicted. Right? So part of it is obvious, slavery, affliction. But Yitzchak was a stranger even in Eretz Yisrael. Unlike Avraham Avinu, who was universally respected, Nasi Elokim Atabas Ochenu, Yitzchak was harassed. Yitzchak was bullied. Yitzchak, even in Eretz Yisrael, did not feel he had a makom. The Plishtim came and filled up his well and did it again and twice they did it. The Ramban says that's a remez to the two Bate Mikdash that are going to be destroyed, Esek and Sitna. The third is Rechovos, expansion that would not be destroyed. So Yitzchak ties in very much with Mincha, because again, when is the ideal part of Mincha? So we daven Mincha Gedolah. But ideally, although one should be very careful to daven Mincha before, to finish Mincha before Shkia, that's actually very important, without raising a contrary minhagim. But ideally, it should be in Dimdum Echana. The ideal Zman for Mincha is right as the sun is setting. You finish before Shkia, but the sun is down. Now what is that? You're still in the day, but you see the lengthening shadows of the evening. So if Shachris is the prayer of gratitude, hope, and optimism, Mincha is the prayer of panic. When a person is still in the day, I still have the brachas of Hashem, but I feel that they're slipping away. This was Yitzchak, and this is the Zman of Mincha. By the way, even in terms of davening Mincha, Mincha is a panicky davening. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael not so much, because you can daven in the street if you have to, but certainly I remember how many times Shachris you can usually handle before you leave and Maariv when you come back. How many times you're stuck in a bus, in a train, on a plane, in an office, in a meeting. Gotta daven Mincha. Right? Mincha is the prayer of panic. Mincha is a prayer in which you have daigus. And in many ways that's exactly what Mincha is. You're still in the day, but things are slipping away. That was Yitzchak. The Dalad Meyai Shana of Golos begins with Yitzchak. He's in Eretz Yisrael, but he's margish the Techilas Avdus. Right? So Shachris is the prayer of optimism and gratitude. Mincha is the prayer of desperation. What is Maariv? Maariv is from Yaakov Avinu. When was he Misakin Maariv? Right? He's running away from Esav, who wants to kill him. Yaakov is not a young man. As Rashi makes the cheshbon, Yaakov was 63 years old, not married. He's totally poverty stricken because Eliphaz ben Esav took all of Yaakov's property. He's leaving the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. He's going to an environment of impurity. Yaakov is shrek lecha afraid that where he's going will destroy the ruchnius and the possibility of becoming an Am Hashem. Esav will destroy the body, but Lavan could destroy the ruchnius. He will never see his mother again. He thinks he will never see his father again, although Maisa Yitzchak does survive, but he thinks Yitzchak is about to die. And in the middle of the day, the sun sets suddenly. Things become totally dark. And that's symbolic and that's expressive of Yaakov's own life. So Rav Tzadok says, if Shachris is the prayer of gratitude and Mincha is the prayer of panic, Maariv is the prayer of Emuna. Emuna is what a person has when he seems to have lost everything else. Yaakov b'derech hateva. Now remember, Hashem appeared to him in a dream, but that's only after Yaakov davened. When Yaakov davened Maariv, v'yipka b'matom v'yalan sham, ki bo Hashemesh, the sun sets. Hashem didn't speak to him yet. Hashem's wonderful dream, the latter, was a response to that dream. B'derech hateva, Yaakov had nothing. B'derech hateva, there was no way that Yaakov would be saved from his predicament. Going between a rock and a hard place. Esav on one side, Lavan on the other side. And yet, Emuna says that even when all hope is lost, that is when I have hope. That is when I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes over. That is when I know, as Eov said, Hein Yitzaleini Lo Ayachel, even if Hashem will kill me, I will have Emuna. That there's goodness, there's meaning, there's purpose. There's tachlis. And that is why Maariv is the prayer of Emuna. That is why in the morning, which is a remez to the morning of life, when things are clear and things are good, we say emes v'yatziv, Hashem's truth is firm and standing. And at night, which represents the darkness of life, emes v'emuna, we have Emuna. Of course, this is the meaning of the famous pasuk in Tehillim. Many Svarim say this idea that Baiker is when I see the goodness of Hashem in an obvious apparent way, but in the darkness I have emuna. So Rav Tzadok says like this, going back to the original kasha, he says, Gevaldik, why is Ma'ariv optional? He says, the optionality, if there's such a word, the optionality of Arvit, of Ma'ariv, is not because it's less important, but it, because it represents such a high spiritual level that we are supposed to aspire to it, but it can't become mandatory. The basic prayer of gratitude for what Hashem gives you, even an animal is grateful. Yishayahu Hanavi says, it'll be the Haftarah for Shabbos Chazal before Tisha B'Av, Yad Ashor Kaneyu, even the dumb ox appreciates the person that takes care of it. So Shakras, Hakaras Atayv, Halvah, I mean, unfortunately we're deficient even in that, but that's so obvious that everybody has to have Hakaras Atayv. Panic, when things are slipping away, well, that's the same. No atheists in foxholes. Even the atheist will say Shema Yisrael when the bombs are going over his head. But to reach a matzav of total hopelessness, no way out, nothing you can do, nowhere to go, and to say in that chayshech, I am maimin that whatever happens is good, that is a deep level which, in other words, in order for something to be a chayva, it has to be something that every bar mitzvah kid and 12-year-old girl can do. Madregas, that are the highest and deepest madregas, by definition cannot be chiyuvim, because they're not shayach for every 13-year-old to be able to do. So Rav Tzadok says, sometimes if something is a rishus, that's not because it's less important, but precisely because it is greater and deeper. And therefore it's a she'ifa, we aspire to it, but it cannot be nichnas into a chiyuv kavua. This is the gift of emunah. So, if it is true that the month of Tammuz is himlich ois ches, the letter of ches, which is cheshech, over re'iyah, so there are two ways that this happens. This happens by obscuring our ability to understand Torah, which is such a loss and such a deprivation. And yet side by side with that, Hashem gave us the gift of Yegia B'Torah. So too, Tammuz, which is the beginning of our commemoration of the Golus and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, represents covering up Re'iyah in the other way, that we don't always see the Chasdei Hashem. We in Golus, Hester Panim, Churban. But the same way that Tamun in the Cheshech is the ore of Yegiyah of Torah Shebal Peh, Tamun in the Cheshech is the gift of Emunah that we can bring to our tefillah. Emunah is precisely the ability to be margish HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, even when it's not obvious. Even when things seem to be b'derech hateva, or even when things seem to be negative, to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us messages all the time, to be madrichas, to guide us, to make us stronger, that the challenges that we face in life are designed to bring out midos in us that otherwise would not be brought out. They're not stam onshim. The Torah itself says the onshim that Hashem gives us is kasher yasa rish espanai, like a parent disciplines a child. Yeah, this discipline, it hurts. It's a patch. But it's not stam out of anger, it's not stam out of hatred, and it's not stam out of rejection. It itself is out of love, and there's a lekach and a musar and a teaching that we take from it to become better than we otherwise would have been. These two ideas, that this is a month to be mechazek ourselves in the yegiya of Torah Shebal Peh, and this is a month to strengthen ourselves in emunah, particularly as we bring to our tefillah, are in reality very, very connected. The Gemara says, for example, that, and it's brought down the Shulchan Aruch, that ideally, the tshayach, one should try to daven in the place where they learn. Because once, number one, the place where you learn by definition has more kedusha, and therefore your tefillahs are more makubal. But put in the other way around, a person's hatzlacha in limud ha-Torah and in any spiritual attainment is very, very connected. to Avodas HaTefillah. We cannot accomplish anything by ourselves. We cannot accomplish anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya. And the primary sinor, the primary pipeline, so to speak, that brings the brachos of Hashem into our lives, that elevates us, that enable us to achieve our spiritual goals, including our Talmud Torah goals, is this kayach of tefillah. So Chazal already told us 2,000 years ago that avodas HaTefillah is something that is omed berumo shel olam. It is something that stands at the highest point of the universe. Uvnei adam mezalzalin bahem. But people treat it cheaply. People treat it disrespectfully. People treat it as something that's not worth their time and their effort. But this absolutely is a tragic mistake, because not only does it mean we fail to grow in our emunah, which is the most precious of all gifts, but it also means that even the particular needs that we have in our lives are not going to be addressed. So Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us this month to be mechazek ourselves in the yegiah of Torah Shebal Peh, to grow in emunah, and to be able to be mekasher to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Avodas HaTefillah. And then, as the Navi Zechariah said, this month, as well as the next month, the month of Av, will be Nishapech, the Sussing, the Simcha, may it be the Mayor of Yemen.